Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm so over the world right now. It's like, I'm in like the hottest phase of my life and the world's literally like falling apart. It's like climate change, COVID. It's like so fucking annoying. Like last year, me and my friends were like going to Europe for summer. The whole thing's like booked. And I'm like starving myself like 4 months leading up to it so I can look hot on the Croatia boat cruise. And then we had to cancel the whole thing. I was so mad. I'm so over checking in venues too. It's so annoying. Kills my entrance vibe. So anyway, I'm doing this pod as a uni assignment. I don't even really want to do it. But anyway, I've got so much to tell you guys. Let's get into it. This week on Germazing, baby dicks, boring offices, doing bags, my nudes, going down on yourself, and are Koreans good with spiders? Your weekly dose of relationship and beauty advice, the world, being woke, how to get a man, and navigating life as a Gen Z woman and future kick-ass girl boss. I'm Jermaine, Jamie. I'm young, white, hot, and I'm Germazing. Oh my God. Hi guys. It's been fucking ages. So, life update. I'm studying PR uni. I'm in my final year. This pod is actually an assignment I've got to do for my social media course. We all had to choose something. I chose podcast. I've moved into the influencer space these days, so it's like a perfect fit for me. I've got a lot to say. As you know, I've got the gift of the gab. Anyway, so I'm recording this in my room on my phone. I've told my mom not to make any fucking noise outside my room. She's always like lurking outside trying to like bring me food and stuff. So if I hear her bony ass anywhere near my room, I will open my door and throw my fucking diffuser at her. Anyway, so the podcast, I guess it's supposed to be like really informative, like life advice and just like things for you guys to like take on board and start to like, if you want to be more like me, which most people do. But I also want I want it to be like a time capsule for my like future unborn child. So he can like hear what his mom was like when she was like in a prime, like young and hot. And yeah, my future baby's, it's going to be really cute. It's going to be a boy, James, blonde hair, blue eyes, like little cowlick, like a really big dick. Like I'll have to get like extra large nappies to like shove it in. It'll be that big. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really woke now. So don't say anything offensive, like on my Facebook or whatever. Don't leave anything in the comments that I will, if it's offensive, I will fucking come for you. Seriously. I'm really woke. And my lecturer goes like, don't say anything, Jermaine, that's going to offend people. Don't offend anyone in the podcast. So I'm trying really hard not to. I might have to mention our maid, Dorothy, and she's Korean. Like, she's so cute. I fucking love Koreans, but like, I might want to bag her. So no offense if I do. Sorry, flashback, guys. I want to take you back. So I finished school. I had my gap year to focus on charity work and modeling. I actually just ended up partying and sleeping in and taking Instagram pics all year. Yeah, it is what it is. I'm a wild bit of gear. I was going to go to Africa to like a cute little Pavo place and like take pics with kids and like get them to love me and put in a pump. But Dad's like, Jermaine, you're going to get like malaria or something. Like, don't go. And also like, there's all these like airline problems. Like you fly to Cape Town, I'm sitting in Cape Town, then you got to get some like shitty, like regional airline that doesn't even have business class. And it's like if you want to go out to like the Pavo places, like I asked Dad if like we could take a private jet and he's like, no, darling. Like, anyway, it would have been good to like Cape Town. My grandpa's in Cape Town. So yeah, it would have been good to like put in a good word before he cocks it, like get him to change his will or something, maybe. Yeah. So pretty much bummed for a year before uni, got my tits done, still rocking a side part. I know, come at me sluts, it's my thing. I'm back into guys now. I'm over my bi phase. Yeah, girls are hot, but I'm just like, I got kind of sick of going down on them. It's like, I'm not even good at it. Like, I used to be really good at it back in the day. Like I used to go down on myself when I was 11, but I was way more flexible then and I got really good at it, but I don't know. Anyway, so I'm back into cock. What else? I got a tattoo of a little moustache on my finger just in support of the trans community because I love trans people. They're so fucking cute. And didn't tell my mom and she's like, sees it. And she's like, Jumei, what's on your finger? And I was like, I don't know. I just like dropped a Sharpie. It is what it is. I'm still living at home. My mom's a fucking bitch as usual. Dad's always away, so it's just me, Courtney, and Dorothy the maid. Mom's always on the zannies and sort of like spaced out. And yeah, she's always like, Jumei, like you're stressing me out, I need a zanny. I'm just like, pop two, bitch, like knock yourself out, literally. Jokesies, don't do it. Yeah, Courtney's in her final year at school, she's in her horror phase, which is good. I'm advising her on how to be a whore, so she's learning from the best. Yeah. So after school, like, I phased my old Hilford friends. They all got fat and I couldn't deal. Also, NGL, I've totally put on weight too. Like, I'm really chunky in the face. Like, that photo, the cover photo is, like, totally, like, face-tuned. I showed my mum. She's like, who even is that? And I'm like, it's me, bitch. Yeah, I'm like a total heifer at the moment. I just love cheese too much. I'm always like sneaking out in the middle of the night to eat grated cheese. Oh, so hot tip, girls, beauty tip. Like, we'll do more like beauty stuff, like full apps later. But just like with your fillers, like go the extra mile with your fillers because like if you're going to get your lips done, like I always say more on the lips distracts from the hips. So like people will look at your face and not at your gut. But like, I'm going to lose weight. I won't always be fat. I've got my 21st coming up. Actually, that is a really good app. We should do like a 21st, like building up to my 21st episode, like all the plans and stuff. I'm going to starve myself so much for my 21st. It's going to be like, I don't know, like I'll do like a juice cleanse or like I'll go on a water diet for like 4 months, like leading up to it. So I'm like full, like I want to be like a bag of bones, like just like a dancing skeleton. Like when people arrive and they see me on the D floor, I want to just look actually literally like a dancing skeleton. Yeah, I'll probably do a bag for myself that night. So I'll be just like hectic, like energetic dancing on the D floor, like chewing my friend's ears off about starting my own activewear brand or something.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's talk boys. So me and my uni friends, I've got this really quiche group of girls that I chill with. I'm the quichest in the group of. And we just like do brunches and we like fake laugh heaps. And yeah, they worship me. I'm the bounty queen. So they just like listen and learn. Boys and where I stand currently, I'm single. I've pretty much rooted every hot guy in the North Shore over the last few years. I've slayed. I'm one of the biggest, like, not sluts, but, like, I get what I want. And I've got a lot of body confidence. There's a lot of nudes of me all over the internet. I've pretty much gone viral. If you Google, they're pretty easy to find. Actually, let's do a live Google and I'll just have a look if there is any. Jumei, North Shore, nudes, rich, hot, pussy. Yeah. There I am. What is that one? Is that actually even my pussy? Oh, yeah, it is. Who did I send that to? Oh, that would have been to Lachlan, I guess, yeah. saw my last boyfriend was hot, but he was like a nurse, so like no future financial prospects. And time's running out. I'm 20, so I need to find a guy with money to marry. I'm not ending up in some fucking $2.3 million like house in the back streets of Linfield. I have some self-respect. I want a mansion on the harbour, like 30 mil min. So girls, this is some really good advice for you. If you want to marry a rich guy, you're going to have to lower your hot standards and go for someone fugly. Like, rich guys are often not that hot. So yeah, I'm currently on the prowl for a fugly rich guy. So I'm looking for the son of like a mining magnate or like a media mogul or something. Like, so in fact, you guys can join me on the journey to finding my man. So I'm going to be like going on dates and like, yeah. And the good thing about them being fugly is, like, it means I can cheat and it's kind of, like, fair enough. So, guys, my work future, I'm really into PR. That's my degree that I've been doing. And I've been doing this internship at this PR company as well as going to uni for, like, 2 days a week. So I'm, like, really fucking busy. Like, my mom's always like, Shmay, like, what, do this for me. Like, groom the guinea pigs and stuff. I'm like, no, I'm fucking busy. It's like, anyway. So this company that I'm working for, like, I thought it was going to be all parties and events and, like, red carpets, but it's just, like, this lame office. Like, I don't even really get what we do. I just walk around with a salad all day, and everyone's really weird. And because I'm, like, the only quiche person in the office, everyone just assumes I'm, like, dumb and lazy. It's so fucking sexist. Like, I'm in the kitchen the other day just having an acai bowl, and this gay guy comes up and he's like, have you done any work this morning, Shmay? You're so fucking lazy. And I'm like, listen, mate, I will fucking me too your ass if you dare speak to me like that. Like, just because I'm quiche doesn't mean I'm lazy. I mean, it does, but I'm like, he can't say that. He just scurries off and, like, doing these ones, like, eye rolls. Like, I want to work eventually in the field of PR, and Dad's going to eventually buy me my own PR company, but he wants me to get, like, really high up in another company first to, like, get my skills up. Yeah, but ultimately, like, I really want that, like, party lifestyle, like, chilling with, like, celebos, like, that's what I call celebrities, celebos, looking after A-listers and their scandals. Like, that's my dream. My dream future life would be, like, sleeping every day, really long brunches, like have a rosé at like 11 or like a frosé, have an avo toast, some nutritional yeast, an oat milk latte, yeah, maybe an espresso martini with oat milk, get smashed on that, and then at like 3 start prepping, do my makeup, go to the hotel and pick up the celebo, maybe some black guy or like who's touring, or white, doesn't have to be black, white, pick him up in the limo, like flirt with him on the way, get to the red carpet. If there's any scandals, like maybe he's got like a Twitter beef with someone, I'll deflect the media. Like if someone, some bitch comes up, I'll be like, fuck off, he's not answering any questions, you dumb bitch. Like to the journalist, and then we'll go to the event after and like party, do a bag, get some content for the gram, then do it all over again the next day. What the fuck, wait, I just got a text from my BFFL Amber, just reading it. Oh, no, it's actually good. No, okay. She's setting me up on a date with a fugly rich guy. Okay, this is good. Yeah, this is good. You guys can hear about it next time. Okay. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to do it. I'm thirsty for it. Mama thirsty for the D, especially the rich D. Okay, I'm opening my phone because I want to look at a text that Amber sent me. So I've asked her to ask me advice, like an advice question that I can answer. But I want you guys to send me some audio questions asking advice. Like get on my like DMs or whatever the fuck. Like just get me an audio question asking me advice and I'm going to help you out. So like whatevs, DM, there'll be something in the like thing underneath. Okay, Amber's question is, hey, Shmay, I don't think my boyfriend likes the way I jerk him off. Any hot tips? Yeah, babes. Okay, so remember that year three excursion we went onto that little farm and I did the cow milking demo for everyone? The way I was pulling on the cow's udder is exactly what guys like you doing to their dicks, like a firm, hard pull down, like you're really trying to squeeze the milk out of it. Guys go cray cray. Okay, so remember to send in your audio questions, everyone, for next week. DM me. Yay. Okay, closing sego. Last segment before I leave you guys. It's this week's worst moment of my fucking life. So every week I'm going to tell you guys like the lowest point of my life in that week. So this week's lowest point was I'm in my room and a fucking huntsman spider like crawls under my door. So I scream out, "Dad," like so fucking loud. Dad comes flying up the lift, barges in my door, and I'm like lying on my bed, full naked, legs spread, holding my vibrator. It was so embarrassing. I was mortified. I'm like, "Get out, you fucking pedo bastard." And Dad just like bolts out the door. Like, I should have called Dorothy on May, but I don't know if Korean people are good with spiders. Probs not. That's it, guys. I'll let you know how I go with the fugly guy date next week. Remember to send in your quezzies. I love you so fucking much. Stay quiche. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!